They spoke to us. Report from the 170th Annual General Conference, April 1st through the 2nd, 2000. President Gordon B. Hinckley, Jesus is my friend. None other has given me so much. He gave his life for me. He opened the way to eternal life. Only a God could do this. I hope that I am deemed worthy of being a friend to him. He is my exemplar. He is my teacher. He is my healer. He is my leader. He is my Savior and my Redeemer. He is my God and my King. President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Each missionary who goes forth in response to a sacred call becomes a servant of the Lord, whose work this truly is. Do not fear, young men, for he will be with you. President James E. Fowle, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. As we move to a new era, we have only one safe course, to press forward in faith. Faith will be our strong shield to protect us from the fiery arrows of Satan. President Boyd K. Packer, Acting President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. We need not live in fear of the future. We have every reason to rejoice and little reason to fear. If we follow the promptings of the Spirit, we will be safe, whatever the future holds. We will be shown what to do. Elder Joseph B. Worthland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, your Heavenly Father, who knows when even a sparrow falls, knows of your heartache and suffering. He loves you and wants the best for you. Never doubt this. Elder Harold G. Hillam of the Presidency of the 70, you need to keep your minds clean so you can recognize and respond to the quiet whisperings of the Spirit. Select with care the information you allow to enter your mind. Elder Gary J. Coleman of the 70, God has promised that the Holy Ghost will testify to each of us that the sacred truths have been restored and that Joseph Smith was called by God to be a special witness of Christ and his gospel. We may come to know the truth of all things that God has revealed through the power of the Holy Ghost. Elder Yoshihiko Kikuchi of the 70, you were once in Heavenly Father's holy presence. I know that your Heavenly Father has a special plan for you and your family to return to live with him. Let's go home. Let us prepare to go home to our Heavenly Father's place. Colleen K. Menlove, Primary General President. When we disobey God's laws, we suffer the punishments. But when we obey, we reap the happiness. See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 10. End of They Spoke to Us, report from the 170th Annual General Conference. Friend to friend, from an interview.